for the U.S. Open. Guy who's won that a few times is Tiger Woods. He wasn't there, of course, but we have a phone number for Tiger, so we thought we'd call him and see if he watched the U.S. Open yesterday. I bet he did. He's a California kid.
Yeah.
Hello?
Tiger?
Oh, hi.
Hey, Tiger.
Hi.
Quick recognition.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm certainly not tired because I didn't play golf this weekend.
No, no, you didn't. We miss
the US
you.
Open.
We miss you out there.
I know. I bet you miss me too. Because if I would have played, I would have definitely won.
Yeah.
No, you might have.
Because I'm just a major winning machine. That's what I'm known as being.
You're kind of right.
I'm so glad I didn't play in the U.S. Open, though.
Why?
Because that course looks like butt poopy.
It did.
Yeah, it's just a horrible course, and plus it's in L.A., which is right down the road from my accident, you know, and
oh,
that
yeah.
would have brought up some trauma for me.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, remember that bad accident I got in?
Yeah, yes.
I remember.
The one that turned my leg into a chicken talon?
Yes.
Well,
it's not
a
good.
Little strong.
They were so bad. I mean, I'm still feeling the effects of it. I can't even walk to the candy store without having to stop and fornicate for a while just to catch my breath.
What? That's a weird thing to do, to catch your breath.
It was a bad car accident, George.
I know.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
My foot ended up in the radiator of that Genesis.
I don't know about that.
Got my ankle all wrenched and tourniqueted by the fan belt.
Yeah.
It was bad. That accident took out like 12 trees and 15 lizards. And I ended up with a cactus in my butt.
It was bad.
Hard to explain in the emergency room. They didn't believe me.
Yeah.
Like, we see guys in here with cactuses in their butts all the time. Maybe I should use some of my money that's left over from my divorce.
Yeah.
And maybe get a driver.
Oh, like someone to chauffeur you around, or?
No, I mean a club that can get me in the middle of a fairway again.
You used to do that with that driver.
I know I did. That was kind of like a little Norm sports joke for you.
Yeah, that kind of was. That kind of was.
I heard Norm's retiring.
Yes.
How about that?
You think I could do the show?
Sure.
Well, I guess, if you want to.
I could do the show with Donnie. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Are there enough waitresses around there to keep me occupied?
All right. There are plenty of waitresses here.
Who the hell is this Wyndham Clark anyway?
Well, he's a rising player, and he played great the last 4 days.
Yeah, but he's won so many less majors than me.
True.
Well, yeah.
And dated so many fewer greasy spoon waitresses than me. I'm really on that today.
Yeah, you kind of are, pal.
My buddy Quentin texted me and said that his name sounds like a rewards program.
Yeah, true.
Like the Marriott Bonvoy Wyndham Clark thing.
Yeah, right. Kind of the same thing.
Hey,
yeah.
At least Phil didn't win.
No,
don't
true.
Look at the bright side, blood money Phil. Saudi Phil.
Saudi Phil.
Yeah. Gosh, I wish Phil would be out of golf already. I don't understand how he keeps, and then he looks into this LIV situation, and they merge, and that's just, I keep waiting for it to go bad for Phil, but it doesn't.
Well, at least he missed the cut this week.
Thank God. That showed me that prayer actually worked.
Oh, shouldn't.
Santa actually listens to prayers.
Shouldn't pray for failure.
Santa.
Oh, man, I miss my old girlfriend,
yeah.
Erica Herman.
Yeah, Erica.
Yeah, she was so nice to me. She'd let me do stuff to her.
Well,
you know, one time she even let me watch the door while she was inside there going to the bathroom.
Okay.
It's the closest I ever got. Closest I ever got to her.
We don't need to hear that.
Hey, I want to say happy Father's Day to Craig. I understand that you're a dad now.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. I bet you guys did something special too, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a great day.
Yeah. You know who I wish was still around for Father's Day?
Who's that?
That's a wind-up.
your dad, Earl.
The incredibly overbearing land whale that before he got unalived by his own poor choices of constant vodka and sausage and got so horny for a new female receptacle that he placed a fake classified ad in a Japanese newspaper daring them to drop a bomb on Pearl Harbor and signed it from the U.S. so that they would start a world war so he could sign up for Vietnam and Korea, where he could go to Thailand and scare up some ovulating Chinese from India who he sensed may have a few PGA-dominating eggs inside her vagina ovaries, so that he chased her all the way across the Himalayan mountains and in a Surrey while she was on horseback in a hot air balloon and she was shooting at him with a bazooka filled with anti-harassment pamphlets, but he tracked her down in an Indiana cornfield where she finally gave in and granted him enthusiastic consent, somewhat against her will, but he dated her hard until his eyes rolled back and his body spasmed, and he fired short game dominating egg white into her consenting mommy cave so that 9 months later she had to squat in the middle of a Tijuana thrift store in Hawaii and fire out a baby gumbo, a fetus, placenta, and amniotic chicken broth that would one day grow up to be a serial wife cheating 15-time major winning Tiger Man.
She fired pamphlets at him?
From a bazooka.
He says hi.
Oh, tell him hi.
Well,
bye, yeah. Bye,
bye, Tiger. See ya.